Located in the heart of historic Rome, the ancient palace, built by the Potocataro family in 1499, stands as a monument to those who have lived in it over the centuries, and to those who continue to live in it while fully respecting its form and history. Unlike traditional monuments, the palace is a monument in continuous evolution. Each generation, following fashion trends or essential technological innovations, materially alters the building by adding or removing elements according to contemporary needs and tastes. Over 5 centuries, the Potocataro Palace has had only 3 changes of ownership. The founder cardinal's family sold it on April 25, 1565, just 66 years after its construction, to the brothers Artesino, Costanzo, and Francesco della Porta, who, in turn, sold it 10 years later, in 1575, to Monsignor Giustiniano Orfini, a secret chamberlain of Pope Pius V and a member of the noble Orfini family of Foligno, renowned for publishing the first Italian edition of Dante's Divine Comedy. The Orfini family retained the palace until June 12, 1824, when Alessandro Orfini sold it to banker Giovanni Corsetti. Through marriage, the Corsetti family later passed the palace to the Alvarez de Castro family.